What's up, everyone? This is Frostcat coming at you with another voice post. And it has been official. I have moved up to the Wisconsin Dells area in order to continue my job hunt. And with that being said, the only thing that I've got going for this journal post is pretty much wanted to actually add more music onto my voice post so you can actually listen to something while I ramble on about random stuff. But there's only two things that concern me. One thing is to actually ask the guys running Ink Bunny to see if that's okay. And of course, I'll, you know, give up my, you know, the information of which music I've used and all the other type of stuff. And secondly, the whole SOPA Act deal and whatever. Well, what does that mean? The whole SOPA deal. I'm pretty sure that everyone has already heard of it already. But if not, it's pretty much the Stop Online Piracy Act. And basically what it is that it allows the government to look on through many freaking sites, and if anything is remotely a hint of copyright infringing, then they actually could give them the company businesses to go ahead to actually shut the site down for good. Now, the whole entire, well, let's see, what day is this? Today is the 20th, so tomorrow, on the 21st, is when they will continue their debate. And I would really see it this way. The SOPA Act, and everyone who is against it, or the Anti-Piracy Act, or PIP, or whatever, those two acts have been trying to pass through Congress throughout many of months. And I've seen so many freaking so many journals over here or on live journals saying, like, go to this petition all the freaking time. So my synopsis and hypothesis throughout the entire thing is that, and I really hate saying this, but I believe that no matter how many times we tried, we can petition and sign up for everything as many times as we see fit. I think they're going to pass through no matter what. I hate saying it. It's stupid, yes, but I think this is pretty much the government's way of, like, bringing in more money and revenue to their own businesses instead of actually listening out to all the individuals or those that want to have their own private businesses and whatnot. It's really freaking ridiculous on my end. I mean, come on, I can see this now. Someone would probably look to the past of all the songs that have been made in the 80s and 90s, and one of them would be brought up, which is one of my personal songs, would probably be the ones where all the actors and singers get together and sing. And basically it goes a little something like this. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a better place. So let's start. Room. You must remove this site right now, otherwise we'll put you in jail for 5 years. What the fuck? And that's basically what's going to happen should SOPA pass, as far as everyone else has been saying for the past few months. And I've already taken care of that long time ago. And the deal for me is that I've already petitioned, and if I try to do it like 3, 4, 5 times and try to spam the whole entire thing, I don't think it's going to make much difference. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I hate bringing that probability up, but, I mean, hell, look what it did for Bush. Think about it. Oh, we don't want Bush in office because he's Republican and he's going to do all the wrong moves and everything else. So, voting came about. And what happens? We have to do a recount again in Florida and other type of stuff. And Bush wins. Wait, what? Okay. Then the whole 9/11 hits, and the whole war starts, and then comes another election. Well, Bush is actually making everything worse because it's starting to rise in gas prices, and food's going up, and we can't get our jobs in order and everything. So we're not going to let him go again. We're making sure that time. Voting comes along, something's happening in all the voting ballots in Ohio, and we have to I quit. Well, since John Kerry dropped out of the election, Bush wins. All right.
then what's the excuse? Well, he started the war. Well, he'll probably have to end the war. I mean, it makes sense. And look who actually took care of it. Obama. The same freaking person that everybody wants to get the hell out of office because it's all his fault that the gas prices are so freaking high and that no one's claiming any jobs or actually getting any jobs. Right. And you know, it's really funny. Since we're talking about the whole SOPA Act and all the nonsense that's happened as far as all of the elections are concerned, where the hell is Obama in all this? I mean, if he knew about the SOPA Act and what the results may be should it pass, he would have stopped it a long time ago. But as far as I know so far, there's no reports of him saying anything about it. Coincidence? And now you see exactly what I mean about the whole no matter what, it's still going to happen type deal. If Obama didn't say anything about it at all, then something's not right. But anyway, as much as this feline isn't all into politics and stuff like that, everyone is all in a frantic and panic about the whole SOPA Act getting passed. And I just might as well just throw in my 2 cents about it. And by that being done, I might as well just end this right now. It's getting a little bit late into the night, and I need to get myself ready to continue my job search. So, until the next post, I'll talk to you later.